Passage 2. Many economists say U.S. growth will accelerate a bit soon, which will likely make it easier for other nations to sell their products in the world's biggest economy. Surging energy production is cutting costs and spurring U.S. economic growth, but rising interest rates are acting as brakes on expansion. Some shops are busier because the United States and other wealthy nations are shaking off the recession and making more economic contribution. Key sectors of the U.S. economy, like housing, are strongly influenced by interest rates. Lower rates make it easier for families to borrow the money to buy homes and businesses to get the equipment they need to expand. With that in mind, the U.S. Central Bank has been endeavoring to stimulate the economy by cutting interest rates. Part of that effort involves buying tens of billions of dollars of securities each month, a program that is being reduced or tapered. If the stimulus continues for too long, it might spark inflation, which could hurt the economy. A surge in U.S. energy production will help overcome the impact of rising interest rates. Oil industry experts say growing use of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, has sharply increased U.S. production of oil and natural gas. The wider use of fracking is boosting U.S. oil production, cutting the cost of crude oil imports, and leaving people with more money to consume. Critics say burning more fossil fuels may increase climate change and voice concerns about the impact of fracking on the environment and public health. Industry spokesmen say the practice is safe, but opponents say some gas wells that use fracking technology have polluted nearby water wells, and they urge more scientific study.
Questions 13 to 15 are based on the passage you have just heard.
Question 13.
According to the passage, what is stimulating the U.S. economy?
Question 14.
What are the measures taken by the U.S. Central Bank to boost the economy?
Question 15.
What do critics say about fracking?